Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, let's kick off the show with some good news. That's the first thing we do every single day on the Bread Mega Show is we start the show with some positivity. Each member picks a different story every single day, and today is Kevin's day.
Yes, and this good news is actually a positive Florida man story for a change.
Holy cow.
No, yep. It's never happened.
Yeah, and I'll tell you all about it next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Here's something you don't hear often, a positive Florida man story, but a man in Florida named Michael Lamech has filled his 5-acre property in Nokomis with Christmas decorations.
Holy cow.
It's got a total of around 37,000 lights, and he did this for two reasons. One, because his mom always went all out for Christmas, and two, he runs a nonprofit petting zoo that's complete with a donkey and other Christmas-themed animals that he loves to share with the kids in the neighborhood.
Wow.
We've gone to homes that have, like, decorated, like, going above and beyond, and then they open it up to, like, the public.
Yep.
And my kids love it. It's so awesome. And they take, like, any type of donation in, like, good, kind gesture. And they do great. Like, they actually make a decent amount of money and give back to charity.
As they should.
This guy's killing it, man.
And the really cool thing is families get to drive through this for free. You can donate if you want to help support the zoo. Plus, he offers free hot chocolate and candy canes.
That's next
and
level.
Santa stops by every now and then.
Aww.
The next time Santa's stopping by, Friday night.
Christmas spirit, I love that. That's an awesome good news story.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The family just had an event. I feel like every event like this with Christmas PJs, Christmas holidays. Do you rock the matching PJs? And I know you're going to one with the boyfriend. Rocking the Christmas PJs, matching PJs, or no matching PJs?
Yeah, I'm very much for the matching PJs game. Me and boyfriend Julian, it's our first Christmas together. And I prompted the question, would you want to do matching PJs? And he said yes.
There
so
you go.
Passed the test.
You know, Kevin, does your family do the matching PJs?
We tried. We bought several sets. We've got a set of The Simpsons. We've got a set of Elf.
And
unfortunately, either the kids have grown out or it's like half. Like somebody will wear half Elf, half Simpson.
That's funny.
It never works.
Never can coordinate it?
Nope.
I like the matching PJs. I feel like my mom will buy our family them every couple years, so we'll just rewear the same ones.
Yeah.
But
so you
love it.
But you do wear them all?
We do wear them, yes.
So my family wears them every single year, and they are expensive. Like you,
they
like
are.
You only buy them every now and then. And as much as the holiday season can get like expensive, I'm like, I love Christmas. I'm like, got to get matching PJs. I'm like loving it over the top. Put me in the matching PJs with the kids. I think it's adorable.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
How we find out what's trending on the Brett Mega Show is I read headlines, and then we scroll through the internet like everyone does. We either read the headline and just scroll past it, or Hannah tells me to click on the link. She either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. The best food and dining trends in 2025, according to Eaters Editors.
What did they rank?
Like steakhouse revivals. We stopped going to steakhouses. Now they made a big comeback. Thick burgers made a huge comeback. I'm a smash burger tavern style.
Yeah, I think I am too.
But I guess they made a comeback and people are liking like the big juicy thick burgers. And they said matcha became extremely popular with influencers and things like
that.
Yeah. Many shoppers embracing the micro gifting over expensive Christmas gifts this year.
Nope. Mm. Keep moving.
All right. They say Gen Z is most likely to do micro gifting. An Amazon driver, porch pirate, stole a woman's cat.
What?
Yeah.
Purposely?
Yeah. A woman in California claims an Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package and then stole her cat, Piper. They have the footage because of the Ring cameras where he puts the gift or the Amazon package down, then pets the cat for a little while, then picks up the cat, like kind of by its neck, and then brings the cat with him and takes it.
Wow.
And Amazon said they know who the driver is, but they haven't contacted him yet. And the police said,
"What?
We're extremely busy, especially this time of the year. It could take weeks, months before we can investigate your pet." And so it's been over a week. No one's reached out to him.
This is horrible.
Amazon hasn't reached out. The police aren't reaching out.
Where's the justice?
There's none. It's crazy. And it's like a new fear lot. You get an Amazon package, they might take your pet. Like, maybe, that's crazy. Wow.
Maybe in his defense, maybe he thought that the cat would mess with the Amazon package, so he just wanted to remove.
That's what they said.
That's
so funny that you said that. They were saying like he was worried about the pet. Like, this thing grabbed it by its neck. That is a crazy ass.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Story.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy, how are you?
Cold.
Cold. Mm-hmm. Respect. Respect.
Mood.
All right, Christy, you ready to take on Hannah?
I am.
I bet a win against Hannah in Hannah's homeschool will warm you up.
I think it would.
All right. Christy versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. Hannah, leave the room, okay? Hannah didn't even bring her blanket, though, Chrissy. Now she's got something to prove to you. I don't think Hannah's ever left the room without her blanket. She's clearly coming after you. All right. 5 pop culture questions. Let's do it. See who gets more right. Same questions to both of you. That's why Hannah leaves. Lindsay Lohan will voice the youngest Simpson character in an upcoming episode. It's going to be like a flash-forward episode. They rarely ever do this. Who is the youngest Simpson?
Maggie.
Boom. Nice. What is the longest-running scripted TV show of all time?
Ooh.
Asked it because of a previous question.
Simpsons.
That's right.
That is correct. Haley Steinfeld announced she is pregnant. Who is her NFL quarterback husband and now baby daddy?
Might want to phone a friend.
I do. I definitely want to phone Kevin.
I'm glad you chose me because I know her husband. It's the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen.
Yep. Kevin thought he was going to have the biggest year 2025, but it looks like 2026 is the year he's going to become a dad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 3 for 3. Mariah Carey has now dethroned Shaboozy, who had the song that is tied for the most weeks at number one. What is that Shaboozy song that has had the most weeks at number one?
Tipsy?
Technically, it's not the name of the song. How do we feel about it? It's everyone in the bar getting tipsy. It's called the bar song.
The bar song, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
She knew that.
Yeah, yeah. She knew the song. All right, season 5 of this Netflix show comes out where they follow Emily as she navigates her career and love in what city?
Paris.
5, 4, 5. Perfect score, Christy. There you go.
All right.
All right, we're going to see if Hannah goes 5 for 5 and she can get a perfect score. That's the only way Hannah can win when she comes in the room next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room to go against Christy. Christy, how'd you feel about the questions?
Well, I'm a little bit warmer now. 5 for 5.
Boom.
Whoa.
Christy answered 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool. She went 5 for 5, a perfect score. Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers, but she can still get a win, even though Christy was perfect, because a tie goes to Hannah's record. You cannot miss a single question, Hannah.
All right.
I got a feeling you're going to miss the first one.
Uh-oh.
Lindsay Lohan will voice the youngest Simpson character in an upcoming episode. A very rare flash forward episode. Who is the youngest Simpson?
The baby girl with the binky.
Yep, that's true. Yep. I need a name, though.
Marge?
No, Marge's mom.
No!
Not a bad guess. But you're already done. Boom, Maggie.
Technically, Maggie is Margaret, but
oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
We could take this to the courts.
Christy, would you be mad at me if I said that she gets to stay alive?
Nah, go ahead and give it to her.
All right. Oh. We like Christy. All
yeah.
Right, you're 1 for 1.
Okay, better not mess this up.
What is the longest running scripted TV show? We already gave you one, so we better get this one.
I know. That's Simpsons?
It is The Simpsons.
Okay, good.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to take back my kindness.
I know. I thought she was going to miss that one too, Christy. All right, Haley Steinfeld announced she is pregnant. Who is her NFL quarterback husband and now baby daddy?
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Boom.
She's a sports girl.
She's a sports girl now. Mariah Carey has now dethroned Shaboozy, who previously had tied for the most weeks at number one with his song. What song is it?
Bar song.
4 for 4. Christy, now I'm nervous.
Oh!
I know.
It all comes down to this, Christy. Here we go. Season 5 of this Netflix show comes out this weekend, where they follow Emily as she navigates
Emily in Paris.
Career and love in what city?
Paris.
That's correct.
Wow.
Dang it, Christy. We shouldn't have given it to her.
Can we do a double win?
All right,
we both win.
They're very rare. Tie.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
All right.
I feel honored.
There you go.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. 45% of people who exercise regularly say they do this at least once a week. What are you doing once a week, Hannah? You exercise regularly?
I do. I think that at least once a week, people that work out all the time take a rest day.
All right. 45%. The other 65% just go 7 days a week?
They're going ham.
Yeah, I know.
That's jeez.
That's insane.
Right. I know it's a lot, but it's the first thing that came to my mind. They go visit a chiropractor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or BAB.
I'll be working out.
I'm going to say they have a cheat day.
Okay, no one's close on this, guys.
Huh.
Who they... I don't want to give away too much. A lot could be up for grabs. 45% of people who exercise regularly say they do this at least once a week. The only thing I'll say is I am shocked the answer was this high. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. This is a tricky one because I'm shocked the number is this high. 45% of people who exercise regularly say this they do this at least once a week.
The musician family texted in and said flexing in the mirror.
That's funny.
Teacher
That's
right. Suzanne said doubling their workout time. So I guess once a week they like
Ooh. Go 2 a day.
Go crazy.
You know? Yeah, nice.
Aaron says stretching just once a week. We got another text that says, cook stinky foods.
It's funny. No one got it.
Close.
I think it's a tricky one, and I cannot believe this. 45% of people who exercise regularly say at least once a week they do it with their dog.
Oh.
Go like for a run.
Yeah, that could be.
I was shocked the number was still 45%. said they exercise with their dog. Like, let's do dog yoga together. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little yoga class. This is what we're doing here on the Brett Magus Show. All week long, we're taking a look back at 2025. We're taking a look back of all the moments we all share together. Some of the ups and downs that we share every single day with you. And every single day, a different member of the Brett Magus Show picks out their favorite moment that we shared with you on air. Myself and Hannah have gone, and today's Kevin's turn.
Yeah, this is just a conversation we had involving AB and her family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and something...
Did you know what it is?
I have no idea
so
what
Kevin's
is.
So you're shocked by this?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that this is why it just it still makes me laugh, because it was something they just randomly found in their basement.
Mystery P.
My dad was cleaning up the basement at my parents' house, and there's a mini fridge down there that no one really goes in ever. Like, we don't store anything down there, but he was like, oh, I'll throw some water bottles in there. He opens it, and there's three, like, big tubs of light yellow liquid. And he brought one of them upstairs and, like, presented it to the family and was like, all right, who's claiming this? What is this? And everybody was like, never seen that in my life.
I don't think it's your dad, because he discovered it. Or is your mom got a side hustle? One of y'all got on the side. I'm thinking this is it. I think we narrowed it down to what the pee is being used for. This feels logical, right?
Yeah.
Someone is selling their pee on OnlyFans to drug addicts. Just trying to help them get employed, get back up on their feet, got some clean pee. Who do we think it is?
Lauren?
Yeah. I think it's Lauren, too. She would do something weird like that.
I'm thinking your sister Kate, who's in from college, she picked this job up at college, was doing it in a small, like, little refrigerator that you keep in your dorm room, and business is booming.
Yeah,
and
business is booming back home, apparently.
Business is booming back at home.
They've been waiting for someone like her.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm mad I didn't think of this myself. I might want to get in on this.
So now the mystery has been solved. We know who has the P. It is either Lauren, whose job is clearly not paying her enough, or Kate, home from college, and is now making tons of money on OnlyFans. There really is an OnlyFans for anything. That was your favorite thing.
That was my
mystery pee jugs.
I think the reason
of all the
why...
things we have handed out Valentine's to seniors, we've delivered pumpkins, we've done
became
a lot of
syndicated this year. Yes.
We've done a
nothing
lot of stuff, but the mystery pee.
Yes, the mystery P.
Yes.
Primarily because it just tickles me that anything that we talk about can become something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this was so random and out there that I'm sure there's other families who've discovered mystery P items in their fridge.
Is that a regular thing?
I don't know if there's like, I don't know if there's a lot of people listening to the car going, relatable.
And they don't want to.
That was a relatable segment on your show.
Exactly. They don't want to talk about it.
Yo, AB, I feel you. I feel you and your family in this
repeat. What's so funny to me about this is, like, once I talked about it on air, I have never thought about it again.
I was going to ask you,
so
do we know whose pee it was?
No. I never got an update on this. We never figured out what
legend
it was.
Legend lives on.
I have not thought about it since we talked about it, but it's funny what sticks in people's brains.
Yes. Yes.
We really need to bust out the pee for Christmas. Like, hey, guys, I know if you look underneath the Christmas tree, you will see that there's a
Please wrap it and put it on
the tree. A container of pee for each of you.
Actually, can you bring it in? We should keep that in the studio.
From a random person.
Exactly.
We do not know who it is. So who do we think it is still? Kate or Lauren?
One of them.
I still think it's one of the sisters. No one thinks it's AB's, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you
my plan is working.
Yeah, why does no one think it's AB? And I love what Kevin thought. Like, so many families are probably thinking, I get AB's family in that mystery P. Yeah. I can relate to it.
Relatable.
Yeah. We have solved the mystery P incident.
No way.
Oh, isn't this crazy? So we were just reflecting on our favorite moments of 2025. Each of us on the Brett Magus Show has picked out our favorite moment that we shared with you on air. Kevin said that AB's family had found some mystery P in the basement and no one knew who it was. And we'd laugh. AB, you said you haven't thought about it since and you don't know whose pee it is.
No, and this was months ago.
I have a text from your mom. She knows who the pee belongs to and what the pee and where it came from. I was correct. It is Kate's.
No way.
What?
It is your sister Kate's. She goes, Brett, it's actually margaritas into go cups from Kate.
Well, legally, I don't know if we can say that.
It's Lauren.
Yeah, she's
the other sister.
Yeah, she's in from college. That's right. That is such a college girl thing to do. Like
those virgin margaritas. Yeah.
Hiding them in the basement fridge.
That is such a college thing.
Oh,
I
my
hid it in
gosh.
The basement into Go Cubs. And then
she wouldn't claim it.
Claim it because,
right.
like, yeah, she's hiding the liquor mm-hmm. from, like,
wow.
Exactly. And she would rather think it was pee than go down for, like, the to-go margaritas.
Hey,
like,
yeah. You are grounded.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, that's clearly pee. Yeah. And she's like, let me get a swig of that before you throw it out, though.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Kate's crazy. She threw out the pee.
You must have ate a lot of lime.
Yeah. Who's not relatable now?
Yeah. Okay, I want to share something else that I had posted on my Instagram that somebody had shared with me, and I had gotten so many DMs, and I just think during the holiday season when we're laughing and joking around about family, like AB's family and the basement and things like that, I feel like it's such a strong message to a lot of what our families who listen to this show every single day are going through. During the holiday season, it is crazy stressful. Mm-hmm. It is so hectic, especially for moms who do all the mental load and lifting. They're juggling kids' holiday parties and holiday activities, and at the end of the year, and then getting all the Christmas gifts and things like that, it can be so stressful. And one of my friends had sent me this because yesterday we even talked about on the show, I feel like I'm always in the weeds, and because I have 3 kids under the age of 5, and it just can feel overwhelming at times. And so I posted this Instagram post, and so many people had DM me like, I'm crying, this is emotional for me, and I can relate to this on so many levels. And the Instagram post says, we're 30, it's December, and he asked me what I want for Christmas this year. I laugh and say, oh, I don't know. Sleep, silence, sanity. He half smiles because we both know I can't have that. We're 80 now. It's December. And he asked me what I want for Christmas this year. I look at the tree filled with handmade ornaments, now decades old. They hang quietly untouched. I look at the lights glowing across an empty floor, no longer full of toys, cars, Legos, and crumbs. I recall the years where everything felt alive. The squeals at sunrise, the torn up boxes, the little voices yelling, Mama, come see! I cry and say, I don't know, just one more Christmas when they were little. He half smiles because we both know I can't have that. And that's when it hits me. I got everything I always wanted when I was 30. Turns out I missed everything I had when I was 30. The days are messy, but the years are magic, and you can't get them back. Enjoy them.
Ugh.
Oh,
man. Kevin has tears in his
man.
Kevin has tears in his eyes because I know you can relate to that, Kevin.
I totally can relate to it. And somebody once said, you know, we always think Christmas is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
No, Christmas is for adults.
Wow.
So we can remember not only being kids, but we can remember our kids when they were kids.
Aww.
Kevin, I don't know if anyone's ever like said it the way you've said it. That was just so beautifully said because I'm now in that messy part of my life. And as Mary had DM'd me and said, yeah, Brett, you're in the weeds, and they're awesome weeds to be in. And I was like, wow, that's so powerful. And I was like, I am seeing Christmas through my kids' eyes this holiday season. And I'm like, they're like the perfect age because, you know, my son's like 4.5, almost 5. My daughter's 2. And there's everything is just going over the top excitement. And we have the 6-month-old newborn who just lights up with every like little, you know, Christmas light and things like that. And, it's just a beautiful, messy, chaotic mess that you just love every single second.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people have told me, like, embrace it, embrace it, embrace it. And it's so hard to embrace it. But I'm trying my best this holiday season to embrace it. And Kevin, you're someone who's talked to me about it so many times. Like, all of a sudden, you're not excited to, like, run up and open up presents on Christmas morning or go to all the holiday stuff that we're trying to fit in. And although life is chaotic right now, embrace those moments, man.
Exactly. That's why I need grandkids. So if you're listening, you know, I know, Kennedy, you got some time. Jackson, you got some time. But Daddy's
Kevin's
waiting.
Kevin's ready.
I'm ready.
But also I think to Hannah and AB, who are not like in this messy era of their lives, to remind yourself when mom asks you, can you stop by on Christmas, and you're juggling the boyfriend's house or multiple houses, don't just swing in and not check it off your list. Their mom misses those moments. Mom misses and dad misses those moments of you running around as like behind the Christmas tree and just embracing all of those. Like there's something cool and like there's this holiday magic that's upon us. And I think something we could all learn from that like simple Instagram post that kind of like hit all of us and left Kevin in tears.
that's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So new developments continue to keep coming in over the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. And I was telling you guys yesterday that their 32-year-old son, Nick, was actually the one arrested in connection to their murders. But fast forward to now, he will actually be formally charged with two counts of first-degree murder with an allegation that he used a knife. Kevin, wow. That was like from the get-go. You were saying like you were scared to read information because you were reading stuff about like their throats being cut open and everything.
It was just so brutal. And I understand that if he is, you know, during the trial, if he is found guilty, he could get the death penalty.
Wow. That's a lot. Nick is currently being held, their son Nick, he's currently being held at the Central LA Men's Jail without any bail. And something that's also interesting is yesterday, Nick was actually supposed to appear in court, but he did not appear in court because his mental state was not well enough to be even cleared to visit court.
Wow.
So I don't really know what that means. But clearly, he's going through a lot. There's also been like confirmed information that it was their daughter who found both their parents. Brett, I know
horrible.
You mentioned something about that yesterday, but more and more news keeps coming out every single day about all this stuff, and it's still nothing short of a nightmare.
Apparently, he was living there, though. Like,
yeah.
He lived in their guest house, and then he checked into a hotel afterwards. He also like has a lawyer, obviously, at this point. It's the same lawyer that represented Harvey Weinstein. Which just makes me feel icky that like the same guy who represented Harvey Weinstein in the disgusting things he did picked up this high profile case, but he has the same attorney that represented Harvey Weinstein.
Alan Jackson is his name.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused with the country story.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, complete and total honesty here. I have no idea what's about to happen. We're looking for someone who thinks they might get engaged during the holidays.
Ooh, tea. Ooh.
If you think, yeah, this could be it for me. I might get engaged. A lot of people get engaged around the holidays. 855-444-MEGA. No idea if anyone's going to call and be like, hey, I think this is me. 855-444-6342. I know a lot of people during the holidays get engaged, and we are looking for someone who thinks this proposal might happen. What we want to do is then we want to check in with you after the new year to hear about it, to hear if it actually went down, to hear how it went down. We're going to try to make sure you get engaged and put a little pressure on him. Be like, just so you know, I called into the radio show on the Brett Mega Show. And
put the heat on him.
Yeah, and be like, hey, just I did say I think we might get engaged, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not. So if you think it might happen, 855-444-6342. See if we can find anyone. I don't know if we'll find anyone. One of the reasons I bring this up is I do think it happens a lot during the holidays. And Hannah and AB have friends who are just getting married off left and right like crazy.
Right.
But that's one of the reasons. Christmas is when I feel like you feel that family energy the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so on December 23rd, I didn't want to like do it on Christmas Day. I proposed to my wife.
Because right around Christmas?
December 23rd, and it's because I wanted to go in Christmas feeling like a family. Like, we were engaged, we were starting our life off. And so what I end up doing is going back to our old high school, which was, you know, they'd taken a break for winter break, and my wife and I were high school sweethearts, and I'd walk down memory lane. I'd put up pictures down our old high school. I'd put candles up and lights up and recreate, and we walked down, like, our old hallway that we used to flirt with and hang out on, and I proposed in our old high school. And it's because I wanted that feeling of family going into the holidays. So let's see if we can get somebody else engaged right around Christmas. But we need you. We have no idea if anyone's going to call. Let's see what happens. 855-444-MEGA. If you think you might get engaged in the next, like, 2 weeks, 855-444-6342. Not to brag or anything, but we're about to get somebody married off. It's the Brett Mega Show. During the holidays, a lot of engagements happen, a lot of ring shopping happening. We're going to make sure you get yourself a ring for the holidays. We're looking for someone who thinks they might get proposed to during Christmas, during New Year's, over the course of the next couple of weeks. And when we come back from the new year, we're going to check in with you and see if you got a ring on your finger or if you're single. Like, I broke up with
regardless, we're going to be there for you.
Yeah, I broke up with that man. He didn't propose. 855-444-MEGA. If you think you might get proposed to, Elizabeth You think you might get in propose? You might get an engagement ring, huh?
Yes, I think it's going to happen.
Hey. Oh my God, you can hear the excitement.
What like vibes are you picking up on? Why do you think it's going to happen?
Well, we've been together for almost 6 years, and we're doing a special gift exchange this year, and he made it himself, and I put my hand in one of the, it's kind of like an advent calendar thing. I put my hands in one of the things, and I felt like a little box that felt like a ring.
Oh, my God. Were you supposed to put your hand in there?
Well, so it, I think he put it in the wrong box, because there was one.
Classic man.
Yeah. But I, like, pretended like I couldn't get it out, and I asked my future mother-in-law to come, like, help me get it out, and then she realized what it was and, like, hit it. And was like, oh, it's not that one. Hang on a second. Let me find another one. So then they scrambled together just to get another one out of another number for me.
Okay, so you guys have been doing an advent calendar all, like, month long leading up to one big gift?
Yes, sir.
This screaming engagement.
This is crazy.
This is, like, the most adorable engagement, too. Like, all of a sudden, this advent calendar that he made then leads up to this last, like, gift that he opens up, and it's an engagement ring. Like, this is...
Yeah.
He's a keeper for sure.
I know. He's been like, I am so excited. Can we open presents? Like, can we get the ball rolling? And, like, the cutest thing is, like, all the little gifts are, like, spices from India, which is a place that I want to travel to. So
that's screaming honeymoon. Yeah. I am so invested. I am locked in on this story. I'm locked in a relationship. Can I be there when you open up the last gift? I want to be here.
Please record it. Please record it.
Yes.
Okay. I will.
So this is what we're going to do. Elizabeth, we are going to check in with you on our first show back from the new year, which is Monday, January 5th. And we want to hopefully hear an engaged woman on the show with this newly engaged energy and excitement and a beautiful story that we could all unfold, because we are all locked in on this relationship. This is going to be the best Christmas of your life. Okay.
Hopefully. I am so excited. Yes.
And even if it's not, you have a squad of people here for you regardless, and we can laugh about mystery box.
Yeah. Like, guys, it was just some earrings.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take down your phone number, and we're all locked in on this story. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I am so excited for Elizabeth. It's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.